Awake, outsider. If you did not want to wake up on the floor, you would have answered when I called for you. Consider it training, then. Yes. The sun has just begun to crest the horizon. Seeing that it was your first night here, I thought it would be nice to let you sleep in. Don't expect that luxury moving forward. Here, you can change into these. Surely they wash the clothing where you come from? You cannot walk around wearing the same sweaty, filthy rags you came in. And I will not share my home, however unwillingly, with a pig. Trust me, I do not want you here any more than you want to be here. But we do what we must. And I will do as Hippolyta ordered and put you to use. After all, every person here must earn their keep, whether Amazon or other. I do not know. You have not yet been tested. Hardly. More like a series of trials to find where you excel the most. Or, rather, where we can put you so you are least likely to create a problem for the rest of us. We'll have it taken in for you. Until then, this is the best you've got. Now come. There's much work to be done. Yes, it is on much farther. Patience. You said it yourself, outsider. The day has barely even begun. Far too early for sustenance. Enough. Any further complaints can be taken up with the blacksmith. She is the one tasked with your care today. Tell me, what experience do you have in forging? Of course. It would be too much to expect you to be of use, wouldn't it? Ah, well, you could always serve as a footstool. You misunderstand. Respect is not given, it is earned. If you want my respect, prove yourself, outsider. Here, sister. One burden, courtesy of Queen Hippolyta herself. I'll be back for them by sundown. Good luck. Is she gone? Okay, good. Andrea has been in such a mood since you got here. Oh, yes. It's definitely because of you. She can't stop talking about it. But I forgot to introduce myself. Hello, outsider. My name is Larissa. It's very nice to meet you. Oh, you remember me. I'm sorry about that. I didn't think you would fall over so easily, though. I didn't realize how soft and small your muscles are. In my defense. No, it's not a bad thing. just different, you know? And different doesn't have to mean worse, I think. Especially here. We Amazon are so alike in so many ways, but you... different. I suppose that's why I find you so fascinating, outsider. The ways in which you differ have a beauty of their own, even if they make you inferior. Only objectively, you are allowed to feel however you wish. I won't stop you. Now you are starting to look like Andrea, with that sour expression. Maybe we're not so different after all. Come, I want to show you something. This. The first weapon I ever forged. It took me ages to get it right. To make a blade I could truly be proud of. Perfection, no? No, it's not. It's the worst sword I've ever handled. Completely unbalanced, just dreadful. But I keep it around all the same. It serves as a good reminder that we all start somewhere. And it's never perfect. Even for Amazon. Though Andrea may beg to differ. Now? Oh, it's been years of practice. You might be moved if Andrea or Ippolita decide, or you may stay on longer, apprentice with me. Not my decision, outsider, but I'm happy for the company, for however long I have it. I'm surprised you're so willing to help, to be honest. I know you don't want to be here. Must be hard for you. No, I agree with Ippolita. If we allow the outside world to be aware of our existence, there's already too much bloodshed. But that does not mean what is right, is fair, or easy. It would be an adjustment, to be sure, but there is no reason you can't come to enjoy it here. It does not have to always be prison for you. Perhaps it could also be home one day. You have to realize that sometimes the only thing you can control is your perspective. Unless you're planning to escape, of course. No? Are you sure? You don't look so certain to me. You're getting awfully defensive for someone who isn't going to run away. Okay, fine. Sorry. I just thought if you were going to try and escape, you might want to know about the archers. Yes, the ones lying in wait along the perimeter of the village, dotting the trees for miles. But since you're staying, it's not important. Besides, they aren't what you really need to look out for anyway. No, what you need to look out for is Andrea. Because when she finally tracks you down and tracks you back, We'll have to hear about it for weeks. All right. Sure. I believe you. I'll agree that you're going to be very well behaved if you agree to help me with something. How experienced are you with metalwork? No experience, hmm? Good. Then we'll have started at the same place. It's like I said, outsider. Practice. We'll start with something small, but useful. You remember the archers in the trees? Well, I'm going to show you how to forge the tip of an arrow. It's light, easy enough, and more importantly, it's something tangible to show Andrea after the day is over. A show of progress might be enough to earn you some leniency with her, don't you think? Exactly. Now hand me that hammer. It's time to go to work.